You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Radiothon, benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation on ESPN 850, WKNR, and ESPNCleveland.com. To bid, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jim Donovan, along with Doug Deacon, and as always, Matt Wilhelm, in his usual role, daily role, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And, of course, the home, and very, very important days here, the home of the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon, with once-in-a-lifetime auction items, all available for your viewing and then your bidding at ClevelandBrowns.com. Now, the bidding hotline for the once-in-a-lifetime experiences are, the hotline number is, rather, 440-824-3401, 440-824-3401. We have a bid right now in the lead of $2,100 for one of these once-in-a-lifetime auction packages, the Seattle trip with the Browns on the charter to the game. Going to be a great, great time to go out to that stadium in the Pacific Northwest when the Browns take on certainly one of the great teams of recent times in the NFC, two-time Super Bowl participants in the last 2 years, and a Super Bowl champion a couple of years, the Seattle Seahawks. So it's a great trip. It's a beautiful city.
And the date is December 19th
Thank
and 20th.
You. Yes. Yeah, just before. What a perfect Christmas gift, huh, to do that. Anyway, Matt, you have some other items that are out there. These are silent auction
items. These are silent auction items. This is a Monday night football party with Ohio native, Ohio State Buckeye, now Cleveland Brown, Brian Hartline. So the winner and 19 of his closest friends get to go to watch a Monday night football party, have a Monday night football party at a Buffalo Wild Wings location in Fairview Park. Brian Hartline will be a special guest. So it's the winner and guests. You're going to get food. You're going to get light food, non-alcoholic beverages, unfortunately. Alcoholic beverages will be at your own expense. And the winning bidder must be at least 18 years of age. So you can watch, and it's going to be the Monday night game with the Detroit Lions versus the Seattle Seahawks. So very interesting game. A lot of points on the board, hopefully, in that football game.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you speak of Brian Hartline. There's a young man that's a professional that plays football.
Yes.
He is a true professional.
He is.
What a catch he made the other day. How about the catch he made the other
day?
You would
have never thought. The TV angle, you couldn't tell if he caught it or not.
That's right.
Or trapped it until they showed the replay from the quarterback's view.
Right, because we saw it up in the booth, and first of all, we saw the catch, so we think it's a catch, and it was right below us. But then the first view, we kind of went, ooh, I don't know, you know.
Right.
And then, you're right, then the view that kind of decided it. I mean, he had his hands underneath
that. He did.
What a catch it was. Hey, I want to just do a little football news here.
Sure.
Because, all right. The Browns have signed a quarterback to their practice squad. Matt Blanchard is his name. He played at Wisconsin Whitewater. Now, to everyone down in Alliance at Mount Union, they know this guy. Okay? Because this guy is, I don't think he ever lost a game in college.
I don't either.
45-0, I think.
Yeah. What, four championships?
Yeah. Well, and poor Mount Union, who has just a tremendous program, and you know, Larry Kerrison, now his son, running the show down there, and they always go to the Division III National Championship game. Is that the Alonzo Stagg Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, the Alonzo Stagg Bowl, and they bump into, unfortunately, Wisconsin Whitewater, and this guy was just a great quarterback. Now, he was last with Green Bay in through training camp. And he comes to the Browns now in the practice squad.
But a good system to be a part of, you know, with learning from Aaron Rodgers, learning from his ability to find the open receiver. And as we saw with Johnny Manziel taking majority of those reps at quarterback, the ball's coming out very quickly, you know, some in the gun. So a lot of what he learned from Aaron Rodgers in that Green Bay Mike McCarthy system is relevant here with John DeFilippo.
Yeah.
And a lot of what Aaron Rodgers learned, he learned from Brett Favre.
Yeah.
So it,
yeah. Now, did you have another silent auction item?
I did, actually.
Yeah, the Brian Hartline party on
the Brian Hartline, and then there's the Andrew Hawkins Speed Clinic. Have you seen, if you have not seen Andrew Hawkins running speed drills, go to YouTube. I'm sure we'll see if the ClevelandBrowns.com can post it again, because I was a professional athlete and I was in awe of his feet. And this package is your chance to run speed drills and learn pro tips from one of the fastest wide receivers or the fastest feet in the National Football League right here in the Berea training facility. The package is good to the winning bidder and one guest. So you and a buddy get to have fast feet. So if you're a dad, maybe, with a high school son, what a great opportunity to train with Andrew Hawkins, get those fast feet in and out of the, you know, the speed ladder, the cone drills, all that good stuff that's relevant to football.
Because so many people think that it's just getting on the jugs gun and catching the ball, right? You know, I mean, really.
The jugs gun.
Imagine that. I mean, so many people think it's just catching the ball.
Yeah.
But you got to get off the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
And you have to get free and find a way to get open. And the quickest way to do that is speed, right?
It is. Yeah. It definitely is.
Speed without pulling a hamstring.
Speed without pulling a hamstring helps, too. That's absolutely right.
Especially in Cleveland.
Yeah, especially in Cleveland. So that's a very, very interesting situation. All right. So those are two great packages.
Yes.
The Monday night one.
With Brian Hartline.
With Brian Hartline. And then the other
Andrew
one.
Andrew Hawkins Speed Clinic.
Yeah, how about that? That's
date
great.
And date and time will be mutually agreed upon, usually a Monday afternoon. During the 2015 football season, so this year, in the next coming months.
Now, just before we came on, Joel Batonio was involved in a package that involved cooking, right? And,
yes.
And, you know, being able to cook and learn how to cook with some of the great chefs around our area, and they are. Cleveland has become such a foodie city. It's absolutely incredible. But the amazing thing is Joel takes this very, very seriously, this cooking. He really likes to cook and to learn how to cook, and he likes the end result, the eating of it, too. And he said that the offensive line really gets together and they really get this done. I was amazed that he said that the guy that eats the most on the offensive line is Joe Thomas. Because when I look at Joe Thomas, he's not the typical huge mammoth left tackle that you see around the NFL. I mean, these guys are big, big body guys. Joe is really streamlined.
Well, the game has changed because I was 1-800-MICROWAVE.
Very good.
You mean you didn't have a personal chef cooking your meals every day?
Exactly.
No. How about that, though? The offensive line, and Joel takes this very, very seriously, you know, eating well. I mean, eating a lot, but eating well. If you're going to eat a lot, eat well, right?
I think if you playing between the two guys he plays with, because Alex Mack is a more athletic center, and Joe Thomas is one of the most athletic left tackles, you can't be the slob in between those guys, so he's got to take care of himself.
Well described.
Thank you.
Well, the slob in between those guys. But Joe Thomas does not look like the typical tackles in the NFL.
Quick story, Deacon. Yep. And just like, I mean, your career, you start as a tight end. Yeah. A lot of Wisconsin offensive linemen are recruited as tight ends. They redshirt you, they bulk you up, and you become a very athletic tackle or offensive lineman.
And we saw one last night, Jason Peters.
We did.
He was a guy that was a tight end that they converted to. He wasn't even drafted.
How about that? There you go. You want to introduce our guests here?
Sure. We are going to be joined by the Brooks family. We have Rashie and Waddell, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And you guys can speak right into the mic.
Yeah, you can kind of share
well
that
as,
microphone.
As well as Jose Gonzalez. It's great to have you guys. He is the principal at Bührer Dual Language Elementary School. Did I say it correct?
Yes.
And they have a very, very, very high attendance rate this year, 98.15% so far this year.
Now pull over by Matt there. I just want to tell you, I want to ask you this. And I know the theme is today with the Radiothon and what we're raising and what to do, and it's to help the schools and it's to help the programs. And one of the main things is, and it just seems like we take it for granted, and we obviously do, is attendance, right? That's like the national anthem before a game.
Exactly.
That's the starter, but that's the most important thing. What would a game be without the national anthem? But what would in attendance? You're right. But what would school be without that starting bell? And they are at school. Is that the first and most important thing, it seems, is to get them out and get them to school?
Definitely. The most important thing is to get everybody to school in order for them to be able to learn. Research with our new campaign with Get to School right now, it's very important for the children to get to school, because if they're not there, they can't learn what we need to teach them. Our school has been very blessed to have such a wonderful parental involvement and our good support from our families and parents and community members that we've actually reached 98.1% this year.
How did you do that, though? Someone had to come up and say, okay, this is how we're going to do it.
It's truly a team effort, to be quite honest. It takes a whole village. It's truly the parents.
Good point.
It's truly our leaders. It's truly everyone in the school, and also our children wanting to come to school, feeling welcomed and cared for in the school, and that's something that's very important.
Well, now you must be very proud parents, because as I read what your kids are doing and have accomplished, I mean, it's congratulations to you both for doing this, because your daughter, Sasha, had 100% perfect attendance through 12th grade. 100%. Never missed a day. Your son, Rashie Jr., okay, is a sophomore at Baldwin Wallace.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that and what I mean, that's just, you must be very, very proud.
I am. And I also have a freshman at
Walden Waters this year, and she never missed a day of school. And I have had 10 kids to go through the Cleveland Public Schools, 10 kids to go through Vera, and I have my latest child, which is in kindergarten, that she just started this year, and then when my three-year-old and my two 1-year-olds get ready to go to school, they're going to Vera, because Vera have always stood for going to school every day was the Vera dual language way. And if you want that kid to go to school, you have to instill that into them.
Now, you are a product of this, right?
Yes, sir.
Going to school, and were there days you went, I just don't want to.
No. Even if the teachers weren't there, I was there.
Really?
Yeah. But what Mr. Gonzalez said, school and education, it's a craft.
Yes.
And to build a craft, you have to have consistency and dedication. Without that, it's nothing, really.
Yeah. It really. So tell me this, though. Did you notice that other kids that you went to school with that, you know, weren't 100% attendance, that they struggled more?
Yeah, they did struggle more. And those kids, we moved from kindergarten to 8th grade, then graduated high school. And most of those kids didn't go to college. They didn't go to school because they didn't have the discipline to move forward in life and to build upon their education.
What are you doing at Baldwin Wallace?
Well, I'm a double major in chemistry and biology with a double minor in physics.
So you're a lot like me.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Good for you. And you got to love Baldwin Wallace.
I love Baldwin Wallace. I love school.
Yeah. Would you walk over here? I mean, it's right down the street.
No, I drove over here.
Okay, all right. How did you instill this? I mean, you know, it seems as though you definitely had the right, you know, idea, but how did you just, your kids going to school, and it was so important to go every day?
Well, it all started at a family function when somebody in our family said, it's not possible for you to send your kid to school every day. There's nowhere in the world nobody gonna let your kid to go to school. And we had people that's not graduating, people didn't finish elementary school. Yeah. It was just a whole bunch of different stuff. And I wanted to be the person in the family, me and my husband, to make sure that every single kid that we gave birth to, they're going to do something in life. A job is nothing but work. We want our kids to have a career because a career lasts you a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. Well put. Well put.
Was there something in your lifetime that made you feel this way when you were younger?
Yeah, just seeing how you start out with a group of people and they start to drop off. You know, you may have started going to kindergarten with somebody and you don't see them anymore. And then the next time you see them on the street, they be like, oh, you know what? I didn't finish high school or I didn't do this. I don't want my kids not to have a chance. So whatever I have to do to give them a chance, that's exactly what we're going to have to do to give them a chance.
Jose, tell me this now. You're the principal at the and it's called the Dual Language Elementary School.
Yes.
So explain that because, I mean, you're on a football show Monday through Friday here. So explain that to us.
Well, basically, our school is, we're Bure Dual Language Academy, and our school basically encompasses the dual language bilingual education program. Everyone in the city of Cleveland that would like to enroll in our school basically gets instruction half of the day in English and half of the day in Spanish. By the 8th grade, our students are completely, fully bilingual and biliterate in English and Spanish.
I have to tell you, I think that is fantastic. I really do. Because, and I mean, what an assistance that is, and a bonus it is.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I mean, in today's society.
Not only do we do the dual language program, but we also do two high school credits. We do Spanish 1 honors and Algebra 1. All of our students exit our school with those two high school credits, which they do not have to take in high school because they've already fulfilled that requirement.
Yeah. What do you think about this radiothon and what the Browns are doing and your involvement? And I just think it's terrific.
I'm very appreciative that we could be here, and it's very important to do this type of work in order to instill in our families that children have to come to school every day. That's just a must. Our research basically says that children drop a maximum of 10 points in the state assessments after the 7th or 10th day of school that they have missed.
Now, so I'm going to drop a football thing on you right now, okay? And that is this. There's an old saying in football, and, you know, it is this, that if you're hurt all the time and you don't practice, okay, you can't make the club. And so, you know, there's a thing that goes, a statement in football that says, if you're in the tub, you can't make the club, right, Matt? You can't make the club if you're in the tub.
You can't make the club in the tub.
Yeah, in the tub, yeah. So you got to be on the field. You got to be practicing, and then you got to play, okay? You got to do that. And so what you're saying is you can't, you know, the teachers are hamstrung here if you're not in attendance,
exactly.
Right? How are the parents receptive to this? Do they get it? Do they? Because you obviously got it,
yes,
right? I mean, you got it.
Most of our parents, and actually Brooks' family is a very prime example. They have always been very supportive. Not only do their children have 100% attendance throughout their educational careers, but they're on time every day.
On time, too.
They have not been late once in their educational career, which is amazing because it's just amazing.
When you get these degrees... And you're going to get them. I see the look in your eye. You're going to get them from Baldwin Wallace. You're going to get them, and you're going to get them on time, and you're going to get them. What do you, your mom said, a job is just a job. A career is even more. What will have you decided yet what you'd like to do with this great education that you can cash in on?
Well, in the end goal, I want to be a doctor, so I wanted to go into pathology. And also, with that, I'm in ROTC at Baldwin Wallace. So I'm trying to get commissioned as a second lieutenant right now, so...
Wow, good for you.
Branch Medical Corps, eventually, hopefully.
Absolutely. Doug, what do you think about this? Isn't this great? It's terrific.
It's impressive. Yeah. I mean, I went to school because my mom was 6 foot and weighed about what I weigh, and my dad was 6'6".
You know what? I remember.
And I knew if I didn't go to school.
Yeah, he's going down.
I wasn't going to sit down anywhere.
I got to tell you, I remember seeing your mom when came to town, and she was a tall. I would have gone to school. I would have stayed after school.
Well, I mean, it equated into what you were saying about you can't make the club in the tub.
Yeah, you can't make the club in the tub.
You can't get smarter if you're not in school.
No, all right.
And I'm curious, when you started the program, you're 98% right now. What were you 5 years ago?
5 years ago, we were about 92, 93. The state average is 93%. So basically, all schools have to meet 93%. About 5 years ago, we were about 92, 93%. The difference between then and now has been the opening the doors to our parents and our families. Our parents and families are welcome to come to the school at any point of the day, get involved, do what they need to do with their children. We have a lunch program with our parents that parents can come in and have lunch with their students. We have our Facebook page, which informs everybody about everything that's going on at Beard Dual Language Academy at all times. So I think that communication and that involvement with the parents is our number one reason.
Was it tough or was it just family law to make sure your kids got up, got dressed, went to school every day?
It wasn't ever tough. It was basically family law because once you start with a 2 in the beginning and you get them going, everybody see their sister or they see their brother doing something and everybody want to follow.
They just fall in line.
Yeah.
It just becomes a tradition. Yeah. It just becomes a routine, right?
Yeah.
You know, you big Browns fans?
My husband is.
well, wait a minute now. What about you? I mean...
Are you a football fan?
No, I'm not into.
Okay.
Oh, well.
There you go.
Right,
I backed her up.
All right.
Okay.
I thought you were going to pull out one of those terrible towels or something.
No,
you weren't.
Well, Dell, you're the oldest of the family?
No, I'm the second oldest. I have an older sister, Sasha.
Now, was she had the great attendance and the great grades, too?
Yes, she did. She started it all.
She started. Was that your role model? Do you feel like? Or
I never tell her that.
Was mom and dad? You just didn't know any other way?
It was mom and dad. It just pushed me to do my best, which was great. So
to give a clearer picture of what's going on, now we have this great radiothon going on. We have this wonderful family, a great, great educator in the room with us. But your sister is actually outside our studio right now, and she's doing her homework.
Oh, yeah, my sister, yes.
I mean, that says it all. That's terrific. That's great. That really is. So you must be very, very proud, huh?
Extremely
this is
proud.
This is your payoff, isn't it? When you see your students go on and really...
Actually, I think it's everybody's payoff because we all work as a team. And that's one of our models in our school is together we will succeed. And I think that that team effort really does satisfy everyone. And it's the biggest thing that we can leave off with. It's sad when my children go on to... the ninth grade and off to high school because we've grown attached to them from kindergarten.
Yeah.
But
you have to feel good that you did the job.
Yes. All of us, I think that every grain of sand, which we instill in them, it's very important.
Now to the business of the radiothon. Now remember, we have once in a lifetime packages and prizes and items for you to bid on. The bidding hotline is 440-824-3401. The current big package that we're bidding on right now, $2,200 for the trip with us to go out to Seattle and on the Browns charter to the game when the Browns take on the Seattle Seahawks coming up. December 19th, Doug. Is that what you said?
Yeah, December. Well, the game is on December 20th.
We leave the 19th. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be great when we go out there. Great city, great stadium. I mean, atmosphere galore out there. And just a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And right in your wheelhouse. Great coffee.
Great coffee. I mean, coffee 5 feet away all the time. Thank you very, very much for joining us. Congratulations. Okay. It was really wonderful meeting you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck. Good luck. Jose, wonderful meeting
you. Thank you so much for having me.
It was really great having you. Remember the Haslam family, they are doubling down, as we would say. They are matching everything that we raise and all of the funds. They have kind of taken a look at the situation and said, where can we do the best work right now? And it's with the Cleveland schools right now, the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, and helping them get kids in the classroom. Attendance and then, you know, everything else should follow suit after that. Have a great day, everybody. We're helping everybody here, and we hope that you know, the dollars turn into attendance and turn into great grades and as you said, Mom, great careers. Absolutely. Thank you. We're going to take a timeout, if we can, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. We continue on our drive here on the 2015 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. We'll be back with more after this.